This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on, naturally, here on Agenda 21 Radio and throughout the nation. Welcome aboard all East Coasters and welcome aboard everyone in flyover country and the West Coast and beyond. I know out there in the Arabian Peninsula, there are people listening to right now. In fact, it's as I understand the time standards as they go, it is 6 p.m. where these individuals are gathered around a small box in a big room. Lots of people gathered around the small box. And what are they doing? Well, they're listening about all the things going on here in the United States. By the way, it's sort of like a Lonely Hearts Club, I would guess, being so far away from your family. So thanks to all those people who serve in so many different capacities that are listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We really appreciate your listenership, especially you in the armed services. We get quite a few notices from you, emails, and that sort of thing. And by the way, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. You don't want to miss that one. Also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, the 51st state. Interesting before showtime, speaking to several people, and all of them not related necessarily to the New California movement, but know about it nationally. And they were giving all of us congratulations and props and say, it's going to work. Very encouraging, actually, to hear that from people all the way from the right coast, from the flyover country. We really appreciate it. We know we're going to succeed. It's just a matter of time at this point in time. So anyway, let's get into some of the headier stuff that's going on here. Remember, you can call in. The call-in line is 215-867-8255. B-Block, we will open up the call-in line for you to call in. That's 215-867-8255. Okay, enough is enough. Let's see. We've got to, let's go right out to it. Joe Biden has got some familial issues. Now, family issues, I should say. Well, they're familial. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't know. So it's a genetics term, as I call it, familial. He's got some issues with some people. And some of those people include women. Shocking, shocking. Groping people. Shocking, shocking. Coming from Joe, you dirty old guy. Well, these are the allegations that are set up. I saw this the other day. You just knew this was going to happen. Actually, when he was, if you ever watch him in action, you can kind of figure, you know, being out there showing these public signs of affection and domination over women is that, well, certainly not the boys. I guess that's a good thing, right? There's no good in this report. Come on. Absolutely no good in this report. So groping is the thing of the day. Now, let me get into this. Joe Biden, wife of ex-secretary, addresses awkward photos after recent allegations against Biden. This is kind of interesting. Accusations of misconduct. I got that first one off of Zero Hedge. Here's now Fox News. 2020 dramatic. 2020 Democratic candidates address accusations of misconduct against Joe Biden. Okay, we're going to get into that one in a little bit. And then a number of Democratic presidential candidates have, hold on, that's too long. We might get to this in another hour. Number of candidates have, of Democratic persuasion have weighed in on Sunday on the allegations made by former Nevada political candidate that former Vice President Joe Biden kissed her on the back of the head in 2014. Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat from Minnesota, told ABC News, former Nevada political, so now Senator Amy Klobuchar, D, Democrat, told ABC News this week that she has no reason to believe the allegations made by Lucky Flores that Biden kissed the former Nevada State Assemblyman on the back of her head during the 2014 campaign rally supporting her bid for lieutenant governor. I have no reason. So this is just one of the cases. So I pulled that up because I have one of the cases. And what's going to happen now is everybody's going to start jumping on board. It's a typical you assaulted me business, and I'm going to come after you. One person does it, and then a whole bunch of other people do it. Now, this is the problem is for Joe Biden and why these accusations come up at this point in time because, you know, you've got the God, look at how many people are running on the Democratic side. I think I'm going to file and run as a Democrat. Just for grins. I mean, it doesn't matter who I vote for, right? If you're living in California, your vote doesn't count, by the way. And everybody knows that. When I do these speaking engagements, we did, I don't know, four or five of them just several days in a row here. It's interesting to, you know, poll the audience. How many of you believe the voting system in California is fair? Not one hand goes up. How many think it's corrupt? All hands go up. How many think that your vote does not count? Every single hand goes up, sometimes two times. Because some people get two ballots. Get it? So does her vote count? Does any of these votes count? That's the question you have to ask. So out here in California, as we take a look at these Democratic candidates and whether or not Joe kissed her or not, is, I don't know, it's sort of a moot issue to some degree. But it is an issue that's going to crop up because you have so many darn people running. And is this called thinning the herd, taking Joe out early? Because his numbers are fairly high. I think he's number one or two, right behind, I think he's behind Bernie Sanders in his polling numbers. So is this an attempt, an attack on Joe the Biden? I would say yes, it is. So are they going to start stacking up those people? Yes. What's going to happen with the Democrats? Well, we're going to have to see about that. I think it's going to be a very interesting thing for Joe Biden. Problem is, a lot of it has been caught on film. No. Yes. You know, I think if you're a public figure, by the way, we have warned Joe. We've thought in many times in election cycles, we've seen him handling women, in my opinion, inappropriately. There's just things you don't do. And now, right now, I'm going to go back over here. I'm going to go to the main page. Here's the big. Ex-wife of Defense Secretary addresses awkward moment. Awkward moment. So here is that awkward moment on picture. You can't see it, of course. But we're going to get, I think, a little bit of a clip here with Edmund DiMaggio. Stephanie Carter, wife of former Defense Secretary Ash Carter, writes in a blog post saying a photo of Joe Biden placing her hands on her shoulders, put your hands on my shoulders, get it, from behind was misleading and was not inappropriate. We'll see. Well, they don't, this is this, yeah. So you have this picture of him, his hands on her shoulder, and he continues to keep his hands on the shoulder as the defense secretary is being sworn in, is looking at him. That's very uncomfortable. I think it's an uncomfortable picture. And it's only made more uncomfortable because there's other people who have had experiences, and now they're, such as this former lieutenant governor candidate, Lucy Flores, said something happened, a kiss on the head, you know. Was he just being Papa Joe, or was there something else going on? I suspect, being suspicious people, there may have been something else. It's too frequently done. It's too frequently done. That's part of the problem. And in public, that's another part of the issue. And some people might think this is all sweet and good, and he's acting like a father figure. I don't. And the reason why I don't is because his son. Oh, Ukrainian, China, all over the place, collecting millions of dollars for favors. Oh, and Robert Mueller, James Comey, all these guys in on it. I hate it when this happens. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Chris Street coming up next. We're going to talk about Oroville Dam and, well, other things. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh, And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. A21R, that's how you get to the pages of Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, with us right now is Chris Street, and Chris is joining us. We got a lot to talk about, so we said, Chris, you know everything about everything. So here he is, writes for American Thinker and other publications. And certainly you're going to be checking out a new publication coming out from New California. And Chris is going to be a major contributor as well as other major writers around the nation. So, Chris, talking about what is really truly going on with the Mueller investigation, Oroville Dam, let's fill in some of the cracks there. I say that because of Oroville Dam leaking, which they don't think it's leaking. But anyway, give us what you got so far.
Well, I mean, you couldn't find a week where, you know, our type of political thought and our type of, logic prevails. I mean, if you take a look at the Mueller report, it is clearly a hoax. It is so amazing that the left cannot, apologize and move on. They have no capacity to admit that anything that they believe in could possibly become under question. It's global warming all over again. You're freezing to death. You're getting record rains around the world. I mean, it's not just in the U.S. It's in Tibet, which is having record harvest. You're having record rains in the U.S., needless to say, something we've never seen. You know, California, I mean, Oroville Dam could fail. I mean, we're back to where we started with people who spend trillions of dollars stupidly and can't admit they're wrong.
Yeah, billions of dollars in climbing. And you mentioned the Mueller report. I want to kind of go in on some of the weeds on that one. Complete hoax, as we've been telling you here on Agenda 21 Radio for years now. And, you take a look at how the president has reacted to this whole thing. He said, it's fine. Look it. Take it out. Take everything you need. Here's all our records and so on. He's been completely above board on this. Because, like us, we know we are privy to certain information. When we knew it was a false flag, if you will, and a distraction. And now, what's happened, Chris, is starting to look like there's going to be some maybe an ex-president involved in proceedings or procedures as a result of that.
Well, it was always a major op. This is sort of the Arab Spring. You know, somehow Obama could talk pretty and get away with fomenting Marxist revolution, if not in Europe, clearly across the Middle East and into, the old Eurasia. I mean, Barack Obama was the most, what's the right way to put it, the blood streaming down his fangs right. for what he did across the Middle East. I don't care whether it was in Egypt, Syria, Iraq. This guy, or even Ukraine, this guy went all in and never had to pay for it. Now, of course, they just kept pushing their mime farther and farther and farther, and now it's starting to be, come back at him. And, it's as if you turn the light on in the basement and all the cockroaches are running. That's really what happened last week.
It is.
Even Brennan was saying, oh, it's only because I got bad information. It was bad information. I mean, come on. Do we really look that stupid?
Well, apparently they still think we look that stupid. And of course, I have words for them. If you think it's that stupid, it's not. And the public is clearly aware of what is going on with this whole diversion, if you will. An attempted coup d'etat. We mustn't forget, this is really how a coup d'etat could be played out in the United States of America, the sort of textbook fashion, including down to a special prosecutor who has strong ties to the other side, for sure, against Trump. But one of the disturbing things, Chris, is that there are people that are saying that by July of 2017, he knew he had nothing on Donald Trump, yet the report kept on going.
Well, I'm going to be a little more kind in that manner, in that, these investigations normally take a year and a half. Maybe this took, 2 years. But once Remember who started this. This wasn't the Democrats. I mean, they say stuff like this all the time. This wasn't the Never Trumpers, right? You needed to get a majority in Congress to vote for this. And needless to say, you had people like McCain, you know, who really were, you know, false flag folks. He started this thing. He owned it. You know, he pushed it all the way. Had he not passed, he probably would be in the middle right now of a criminal investigation.
Well, I guess what we're seeing right now, a couple of things the Democrats are just clamoring for, the full and complete report, which, you know, they can't get because there's timing issues and legal issues, obviously. It's against the law for them to expose it at this point in time under these circumstances.
Paul,
why would they do that?
That is just panic.
That's right.
You know, they should just, you know, wait for the full report to come out, say all the negative, nasty things, hold their investigations, you know, slowly make it go away. No, they're going to double down and go all in. The American people do not like this game. You know, the biggest issue in the most recent Gallup polls, 35% say the number one issue in the country right now is immigration. And that's before these two caravans came. So, you know, 61% of Americans say that it's over and move on. And these are really powerful numbers because people who have strong opinions, you know, there's a lot of people who say, well, I don't have an opinion, that really do. So these percentages are much higher. You know, ask somebody what their opinion is on immigration. They think, are you trying to, you know, put me up on social media for being a racist? And they say, oh, I'm not really worried about that. Well, we saw what happened in the 2016 election. You know, you may be able to cow people by the way you ask questions, but they vote the way they vote. That's a secret issue, and they do it the way they do it.
Well, you know, I think they're going to have big-time problems in the in-between time because now it has been promised pretty much by Barr that he's going to release this whole thing, the whole document, hundreds of pages long, and, you know, you're exactly right. I think we have they're running to the panic room right now. And
yeah,
that's really what it is. And in the room, it
shouldn't be the rubber room instead of the panic room.
Well, that's right. But those doors are going to latch behind them, and they're still going to be screaming on the inside about everything coming out, as it will eventually. But the bottom line is, we have an opportunity here to really kind of watch these people in action and see how desperate they can truly get. Now, speaking about desperate people, you've got Adam Schiff, who's really in a panic. And of course, he was last week. They denounced him. Everybody on his judicial committee in the House denounced him and said he should resign. Of course, he came back with his prosecutorial style of vomit, basically, and I'd say just that exactly as it is. Do you think that he will, in fact, resign or stay, or what? As these 3 weeks progress, by the way.
Oh, come on, no. He's enjoyed all this. You know, this attention. Here's a guy that obviously, you know, is probably not getting invited over with the neighbors. I mean, his personality, his persona. Would you want him as your neighbor?
No.
Okay, this is all I got.
Yeah.
You know, you got to put in perspective, for a lot of liberals, this is all they got. For people like Adam Schiff, he never was, you know, popular in high school. You know, he went to college. He got a law degree. You know, he worked as a prosecutor.
15 seconds, Chris.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, let's pick this up. Adam Schiff on the other side. We got a lot of other stuff to cover, including what's going on at the Oroville Dam. Stay with us. We're with Chris Street. We'll be right back. And remember, visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We're talking to Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio. And a lot of things going on. We're talking about the Mueller report. We're just finishing up Adam Schiff's in the discussion. And, of course, the panic that is going on right now in the Democrat side. Yeah, they're panicking. They want the full report. They want to get something on Trump. And now they have to wait at least 2 or 3 weeks before the report comes out. And they're just like, well, and again, the report being released right now in its form is an illegal act by the Attorney General. That's what really they want them to do, but that's not going to happen. There's going to be a lot of building, if you will, on the president's side in terms of his poll numbers and credibility because of the Mueller report. And, of course, what we're totally expecting to see is continued decline for any kind of Democratic candidates out there. You were talking, Chris, in the last segment about Adam Schiff, the guy who can't be invited to the neighbors because they don't want him either. and again, I posited what a reflection, basically, of what was the other committee members on his committee, that they want him to resign. We're talking about nine Republicans who all collectively asked him to resign for the good of the country because he's lied so much. And again, I want to go back to this whole lying thing with him. He's lied so many times. I know he's forgotten which lie he told to whom and how many times he told it. Now he's got this chairmanship, And he continues to lie, and that's the most irritating. In spite of the facts that he was saying, he was going to believe everything that the Mueller report said. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, it's just seeing someone personally melt. I mean, he's got crazy eyes to start with. You know, this is his one shot in life. The guy has lost everything that he was going to make his name on. I mean, it's you know, you would expect that he would be grieving. At first, he's angry. He'll get to the grieving. I think he probably needs counseling. You know, this is somebody who's absolutely bet on the wrong bet in Vegas with everything they have. Now he's sort of he's one of those guys that, you know, has got his thumb out, needs to hitchhike out of town.
Yep, yep, he sure is. And he really is. He's truly a kind of a despicable guy. But, again, he's sitting there in that power position. I think his poll numbers have got to be well below that of Congress, maybe 9% across the board. I'm just throwing that out there. Okay, I want to switch gears here to the Oroville Dam situation because I just so happen to live in the shadow of the Oroville Dam and would be displaced by a wall of water. Some people say as many as 50 feet high.
I like the way you put that, displaced.
Very quickly. You know, there's a kind of an interesting situation that's cropped up. Have we been underestimating the amount of water and the size and scope of the inundation zone if, in fact, this dam does go? Have we been underestimating that number?
No, I saw some pretty good stuff on this, Paul. You know, the number of a catastrophic collapse is 10 to 20,000 dead. You know, at least, you know, 200,000 at risk, and, you know, somewhere around 1.3 million in exposed to damage. So, you know, and the funny part is these things go quickly. You know, it's a matter of minutes, not hours. If you don't have days, you know, the Klaxon horn doesn't go off and you get to run, pretty much, you know, you try to escape by moving some direction. But this thing is going to cover the entire floodplain. And that's what the issue is. The issue is this is a dam, wasn't so much built incorrectly. It could have done some better things, but there was no maintenance pulled on it. This is global climate change that allowed Brown to spend $22 billion of infrastructure money, you know, on other types of projects that got him votes. Now it's payback time. You know, they were originally going to fix this for $260 million. They're into it for $1.1 billion, and it's leaking. I mean, isn't the whole thing about repairing the dam so it doesn't leak?
Well, sure. I mean, and of course, we're not seeing any of that. We're seeing the fact that the dam is leaking, and they're in complete denial about that, even into telling stories such as when you take a look at the spillway, you see water. Of course, it's all going to change, and it has changed since we made our assertions. But I think our assertions still stand. But the water is on the right hand side of the spillway coming down. There's some. What they've done is they use sand bags to divert water from the leaking gates, which shouldn't be leaking. And that water is trickling down the right-hand side as you look at it. And, of course, there are these expansion joints, vertical and horizontal expansion joints, and they say that the water that is seeping out of expansion joints on the far left-hand side is nothing more than seepage from the right-hand side. In other words, the water travels on some of those horizontal joints and comes up on the other side. And, of course, it's just so massively.
I love water that can travel sideways and uphill. and,
you know, perfectly level water, right, I know.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't 3% over grade like your plumbing.
No.
You know, this is, some of those are, it's actually traveling uphill. So if you believe water travels uphill in this kind of volume, you perhaps didn't go to the same junior high school I went to.
It's defying gravity, and of course everybody.
It's California says, water. California always defies gravity.
That's right. It's Jerry Brown water.
That's right, Jerry water.
Brown tea, like Texas tea. We got brown tea out here. And anyway, so it is kind of funny to see that. The other thing that's been a very, very big concern is the blasting that has gone on. They've been using some they say fairly low level. Explosives to move rock and so on. That's never really, in my opinion, a very good idea to do that, especially when you have a full reservoir put behind it, and now even more increasing pressure. And then also you have, well, of course, the leaks. You have saturated ground, which is something that maybe they don't check into that. What's up with that?
Well, you, it's not just blasting. It's construction blasting, Paul. So they've defined it as exactly what it is, construction blasting. You know, are they behind in using blasting to try to, you know, deal with, you know, the fact that the dam filled and it's hydrated? The real issue is anyone who wants to put vibration on a hydrated dam, there's nothing wrong with the dam being hydrated, the ground itself being hydrated. That's normal. It's nothing wrong to see a little bit of seepage 30% up the dam. That's normal. When you get past 30%, it's not normal seepage. It's not to do with the way the water wicks. You actually have to have, you know, you can call them whatever you want to call them. You can call them seepage. You can call them porting. You can call them little tunnels that have been made there. But that water is coming through the dam. And, of course, you know, the more you have, you know, little dots coming through the dam, it adds up. Put vibration on that, just like your little kid with your sand pail, and, you know, you make a little move here, and the whole thing comes down. It liquefies. That dam has a hydrated level. The last thing it needs is vibration. And, you know, the way that this was defended, at first it was, oh, it's not in the area. It was a one-time thing. No, they've been doing it all the time. Well, you know, there was nothing else we could do. Yeah, they could use rock splitters. So all of this is sort of, you know, doing tap dance when you've been caught doing something that appears to be like the Hail Mary. Now, we're going to find out all about the Hail Mary because right now, you know, the water level is 54 feet. I'm looking at the, you know, precipitation map. For the next 15 days, there's a percentage probability of precipitation every one of those 15 days. That's very interesting. It's also going to get very warm. So when you get to see this, the rain that's coming Friday, it can be a really big number.
Yeah.
Then you're going to go back down on and low on the 8th and back on the 11th.
Stay with us. More to come here with Chris Street. We're talking about the Oroville Dam situation now. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and you can email me, paul at 821R.com.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We're with Chris Street talking about, well, the Oroville Dam and some of the complications that have come from that. And, you know, Chris, you write extensively for American Thinker. You got a ton of articles out there on American Thinker. Last one was Mexico Bows to President. But I want to stay with the Oroville Dam because, like I said, you've definitely broken some of the myths and mystiques about what's going on with the dam. The biggest problem that you see right now that the dam has at this point in time is they say they're going to open it up tomorrow. It's already above the 250 level. They're going to open it up tomorrow. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, historically, you opened it at 215, you know, and then they go, well, you know, we don't need to do that. We'll wait till, you know, 8:30. Now you're at 853.18, and you've got a real rainstorm. How is it raining in your area yet, Paul?
Not yet, but it's going
to... Supposed to come in good today. Boy, it's showing a good-sized rainstorm 2 days. And then worse than that, there'll be a break of a day or so, and then it comes back with an even bigger storm on Friday and Saturday. So, you know, the combination, you're going to get the combination of warming weather, spring rains. These are great for the farmer as long as he has a dam. This is not good for Oroville Dam, and it would be fine if the spillway was repaired correctly. But everybody knows they estimated the job at $260 million. They did not use anchors when they put the spillway back in. You know, they use rebar. You know, rebar is fine, but this thing is absolutely huge. So, you know, it's gone from $260 million to $1.1 billion. And are you wondering why they're having a problem? They cheesed it up. They should have spent $700 million. They didn't want to do that. And so now they're paying the price. And unfortunately, it's not going to be the state of California paying the price. It's the folks downstream. Now, does this mean the dam's coming down? No. Could it come down? It could be a problem. So I'm not saying that, you know, people should respond that way, but it's another example of the state of California cutting, you know, mandatory infrastructure spending so they can pursue their social agenda, which, you know, for the Democrats is the only thing they've got. That's how they buy votes.
Well, you know, one of the things that we watch for, ladies and gentlemen, on our, you can get this information off our website as well, but one of the things that we look for is the amount of water that's coming into the reservoir as opposed to going out to the reservoir. And right now the numbers that we are seeing, this is the latest report that we've gotten, is that your outflows are 10,142 CFS, that's cubic feet per second, and your inflow is 15,342. Now, yesterday the inflows were as high as 25,000, I believe, and the outflows still were around that 10,000 level. Right now, I think we're sort of in mid-flow. We're down in the trough, if you will, for the amount of water on the inflow side. And, of course, the inflow side or the outflow side being only around 10,000, this is really pretty much all they can get. They say they can take 14,000 on the outflow side for going through the bottom of the dam, basically. That isn't really true, is it?
It's not true. I mean, if you go through, if you go to 14,000, you're going to get vibration in there. You can possibly have problems. You know, this is going to back up. Use the lower, this is the lower release point. You know, if there's a lot of crud and such coming down the, you know, the river, and this is the time of year when crud and stuff does come down the river, you know, it's going to get occluded in those great big pipes, and then your discharge is going to be lower than they've only got the spillway. So, you know, this is all bad, Paul. It's another example of how California has played the game and appears to be losing.
Well, the bad thing, I think, is that we don't know, and I think it would probably behoove us, we'll be making some calls to get their side of the story. But, you know, they should be at least starting to drain on a very, very limited basis, not to ramp it up over 100,000 cubic square feet, which is one of the things they might be trying to do. I think you got to warm up, basically, the deck that's never been used, and then you got to be accountable for the leaks that are pushing. What happens, ladies and gentlemen, is that the water that is seeping through the mountainside, which is where the spillway is located, it is pushing pressure against the back portion, the hillside, the portion in which the concrete's laid down on the hill. And in this case, it happens to be roller compacted concrete. That particular area, by the way, where we see the most leaks, Chris, is exactly the same place in which they, in which you had the explosion, if you will, the rupturing of the deck before. And they didn't
do
anything.
That's right, Paul. And remember, I talked about this water. It's called paraic water that, you know, goes up 30. You can have it go up 30% of the dam. That's, you know, that's not unusual. This is more 70, 75% up. It's just the curve of the live cam. I was going to turn on the live cam. And you, even in the live cam, you can see leaks.
Right.
So the majority of the leaks are in the sort of, you know, 60 to 75% of the way up the dam. That's where it curves on the spillway. And that's where the most pressure would be. So once again, this can't be normal water flow hydration of a dam. This is something unique, which is called seeping when it's small and porting when it's larger.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to find out about it. Now, the way the physics works is that you have pressure on the back on the dam, pressure on the back of the spillway. There's a drainage system within the spillway that obviously is failing. And then you're going to have water go down the top of it. When you have water go down the top of it, it acts like a vacuum and it literally lifts, you know, the spillway. So if you have pressure pushing from the back and then you get this lifting on the front and you're not draining the water in the middle in the drain system, you're going to get what's called pony, which means it goes up and down, and that's exactly why it cracked. That's why it cracked last time, and you know nobody knows what this is going to work this time. The bottom line is they know it wasn't repaired correctly.
Now, one of the things I was talking to a couple of dam experts before the show, and both of them, coincidentally, we're going to have an appearance by a couple of them here. Actually, one for sure tomorrow, and then another one later in the week. But the concern that they were expressing was that you're getting no visible sighting of the drainage system working. And I say that because the last time we saw a picture, well, last year or 2 years ago, when we saw the pictures of the water still coming out and it was creating that big hole, on the side, you had, on the training walls, as they're called, ports. And those ports were draining water feverishly, yet we see no evidence of any water. If there is leakage, we should be seeing, and if they were functioning, this is the key thing. If those drains, those newly installed drains, were functioning properly, we wouldn't see any seeping coming from any of those areas. But we're seeing lots of, not just a little bit, but a lot of seepage. And of other big concern is as you go up on the sides, the abutments to the spillway, you see dark soil, which is an indicator that it's leaking. And then even go to the emergency side of the spillway, where that big channel was formed and where you had head cutting that was going to collapse the whole structure back on February 12, 2017, you still have a large amount of water that's seeping through that. I mean, it's not even just a little bit. It's a large amount of water, which indicates that the pool, as it fills and rises and creates more pressure, in that area is going to create bigger problems and create the lift if they have to use the emergency spillway.
Yes. How can I respond to anything different? Yes, Paul. Yes.
And again, I'm learning, like you are, ladies and gentlemen, some of the problems that all of our specialists see with this. And I know that they've got their specialists. We're probably going to see them in court here pretty soon. But the bottom line is it's very disconcerting. And I do not believe that the spillway will immediately go down. My hope is they just gradually build up that pressure, because as that water comes tumbling down, there's sort of a pounding effect plus that lift effect, and if you get the water pressure build up too badly behind it, then you will have a collapse. But I'm not ready to make that comment. I think that if it doesn't go this year, it could be next year or the year after that or the year after that, especially if they don't do any work to fix that problem.
Well, I think they're going to have to do work to fix that problem. Remember that Trump already cut them off for $306 million. And I'm up here in Reading right now looking at the devastation and the efforts to rebuild. And it's very, very clear that the policy is now under attack of allowing the undergrowth on the forest floor to build up. It was 500% of its normal historical levels when you had this big fire. The car fire here in Reading, I mean, lots of people died, incredible devastation, burning at 26 to 2700 degrees, racing up the hills in a good-sized American city. I mean, this is just beyond belief in our modern economy that we can have this kind of incompetence.
Yet we do, and of course some people are saying, was it by design? Knowing full well that this dam is not properly maintained from the get-go, because you have a lot of other things that are really big problems. Even Dr. Robert B. points to the green spot on the right abutment of the dam as right. You look at it. That is still, it's really brilliant green right now. That people that have been going up there is taking pictures of it. I guess tomorrow we'll be able to tell what's going to happen. They're expecting big crowds at the Oro Dam location where everybody sightsees and sees what's going on. So if you're going to get there early and get a ticket, I guess that's sort of the way it is.
Make sure you're uphill.
Problem is that thing was to go, and you wouldn't have much time to basically get out of that location. That's for sure. You wouldn't have any time. And the wall of water is enormous.
It's April Fool's Day, and this isn't funny.
No, it's dead serious, and I'm dead serious because I'll lose everything and possibly even my life, like we thought we were going to do that.
That was interesting that you said dead serious.
yeah, absolutely dead serious. I wanted to I think I sent you the information that we had about this dam that broke in was it Nebraska, South Dakota, recently.
There have been about a dozen dams broke in the Midwest. Most of them were more like. The ones I saw were mostly, sort of flood these sort of break dams, where that when the water comes down, they're made to fail. Is there one big one came down?
Well, the one in Nebraska that came down just recently, and it threatening a power station. It happens to be a nuclear power station, and wiping out miles and miles and miles, square miles of land. Of course, it's almost like a mini situation with Oroville Dam, but the dam itself, Chris, is only 20 feet high.
Yeah, that's more like a break dam, and those things are sort of designed to fail. When there's too much pressure on them, it's slow down the water flow. We have those dams up in, I think, isn't it San Luis Rey?
San Luis Rey is the one that's downstream. It catches all the Feather River water. Anyway, listen, Chris, I got to run for time. Tell us. I'm sorry, I'm not looking at the clock here.
Come to American Thinker. I'll have an article. I've been traveling. There'll be an article up in American Thinker on Wednesday.
Awesome.
Great
Thanks.
To be with you, Paul.
Awesome. Chris Street, American Thinker, and, of course, with NewCaliforniaState.com. Remember, that's our website, NewCaliforniaState.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.